We continue our learning of Mishnah Stavi ben Menachem Mishnah Mechav Yaakov Bepitach of Zeliyahu. We are Menachos Perikud Mishnah Ches. Mishnah will list certain types of grain that is permitted to be harvested before the Omer. Kotrim Beis Hashlachim Shebamamakim. Says the Mishnah, you are permitted to harvest before the Omer grain that grows in an emek, in a valley, which is a Beis Hashlachim, which needs irrigation. This is inferior type of tevua. You can't bring the Omer from this area. We mentioned that in the past. You can't bring from a Beis HaShlachim. And this is permitted to be harvested before the Omer. From where do we learn this? From the Gemara brings a Braisa. The Braisa says like this. Kasav Echad Omer, one Pasuk says, in Vayikra Chav Gimel Uksar Temes Kitzira Vaveisemes Omer. That implies there's uktatem es ketzira, you're harvesting some grain, and then you bring the omer. So it sounds like there's a certain type of grain I'm allowed to harvest before the omer. Because of acherom, but another pasuk says at the end of that pasuk, reishis ketzira chemel kohen. Oh, the first of the harvest is what's brought, of course, is the omer. So haketzah, the brisa asks. So how do we reconcile these two things? Mimokum shata mevi at iata kotzir. From places where you can bring the barley for the omer, so because it's superior grain, that you're not allowed to harvest before the omer. But mimokum shiata mevi. But if it's a place where I can't bring the omer from there anyway, like a Beis HaShlachim, so in a place that needs irrigation and the grain is inferior, that you are permitted to harvest before the omer ata kotzir. But even if we're telling me, even if you're allowed to harvest it, you're not allowed to pile it up, a gadish, to make a heap, so that is not permitted until the omer is brought. Anshe Yericho kotzrin beratzon chachamim, v'gotshin shalom beratzon chachamim. The people of Yericho, their fields were in a Beis HaShlachim in the Emek, as we know Yericho, so they would grow barley, they would grow grain, they would harvest. That was Bratzon Chachamim before the Omer. That's not a problem. But the Gochin, but they would pile them up as well. Heap them up as well before the Omer. That was against the Chachamim, as the Mishnah had said. But yet, the Chachamim did not protest as to the fact that they were piling them up. Why do we say lo michum biyadam chachamim? So the basis of this, why we're not permitted to pile them up. We are permitted to harvest them because they're inferior. If you don't harvest them before the Omer, you feel it's the right time to harvest, we don't want them to get ruined. So that we permit. And since you can't bring the Omer from there anyway, based on the Pasuk, you're allowed to harvest it. But to pile them up, there may be a greater concern you may come to eat it. That's why the Chachamim did not allow such a thing. Nonetheless, the people of Yericho, they pile them up. The Chachamim figured, okay, we don't have to be concerned. We're not good in Moche. They were not that concerned that people end up eating the grain, even though they were piling it up. Then the Mishnah says, Koshel HaShachas U'machil HaBehema. What else can I do? A person is permitted to harvest grain. This is from anywhere, not only Beis HaShlachim, as long as it hasn't ripened. Shachas. What's he doing with it? He's going to feed it to his animal. Rabbi Yehuda Masai, Rabbi Yehuda comes to qualify that. When are you allowed to cut the grain and feed it to your animal when we said it's not ripe yet? That's where you started to harvest it for the purpose of feeding it to your animal, where it hasn't even reached a third of how it normally ripens. So then you're allowed to harvest it. And since you started harvesting it before it reached shlish bishula, a third, you can even harvest it after it's reached a third. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af yiktzor v'yachil af mishivishlish. He believes that even after it's reached a third, you can begin harvesting it as long as it's used for shachas. It's being used to feed your animal. That can be done before the Omer. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's just explaining the Tanna Kamma, you're permitted to harvest for Shachas if it hasn't reached a third just yet. If you started it before it's a third, then you can continue to harvest it as long as it's fitting to your animal. And Rabbi Shimon says, oh no, you couldn't even if it's already reached a third, you're allowed to harvest it as long as you're feeding it to your animal. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Perek Yud, Mishnah Test. Kotzrin mipnei hanetiyo. See, you have a case where there are trees, saplings that are growing within the field, and we're afraid now it's going to cause some. It's going to damage the crops. The crops are going to damage the trees. So kotzrin were allowed to harvest the grain mipnei hanetiyos because of the saplings, so that the saplings will be able to grow and will not be harmed by the grain. So here I'm not harvesting the grain for the purpose of using the grain. It's really to benefit the trees, which is permitted. According to Rashi, this makes a lot of sense. We learned in the 8th perek that you're not permitted to bring the omer from what's called the Beis HaElon. a Beis HaShlachim too, but a Beis Elino as well. So this really follows the same pattern as the previous Mishnah. The same way, when it comes to a Beis HaShlachim, you're allowed to harvest it before the Omer, because a Beis HaShlachim cannot, you can't use, that's inferior grain, can't use it for the Omer anyway. The same thing, you can't bring the Omer from barley that grew amongst trees. So that makes a lot of sense that are permitted then to harvest that, but add on the fact that it may harm the trees, so that would be another reason in order to allow us to harvest it before the bringing of the Omer. Then the Mishnah says, "Mipnei Beis HaAvel," another reason why you permitted to harvest the grain before the Omer, because of the Beis HaAvel. This means you need to clear out some space. You realize that there's a big Levaya, and everybody's coming to the Menachem Avel, or say the Berchas Avelim, which we don't have today, on the way back from the Kavura, or they're going to be sitting for a little bit, and everyone's going to come and visit outside, and you need to clear off the area. There's barley there, you're allowed to clear that out. That's harvesting before the Omer. That's not a problem because that's for a mitzvah. Or if you, Talmidim, you need a place to sit. You're learning outside and you need to clear out some of the grain in order for people to learn Torah. So this is permitted as well. This is based on the Pasuk. It says, Reishis Kitzirichem. Kitzirichem means your harvest. Kitzirichem below Kitzir mitzvah. The Omer is the Reishis, should be the first thing you harvest for, if it's a Reishis, not for a mitzvah. But it doesn't have to be Reishis. It doesn't have to be the first thing that's harvested if there's a mitzvah involved. You can harvest something else if you're using it, if you're clearing it out for the purposes of a mitzvah. Lo yasef son krichos. But even if you're harvesting it for these purposes which are permitted, you shouldn't bind them into bundles. But afal manicham tzvasim, you should leave them unbound without tying them together at all. Then the Mishnah says, mitzvah sa omer lavo min hakama. Ideally, we should bring the omer from the standing wheat, as it says, mehachel chermesh bakama. That's a devarim tezayin lo matzah. But let's say you didn't find any kama, meaning everything has been harvested and now it's in bundles already. Yavimina omerim, so you can bring the omer, a barley flour offering from that which has been bundled as well. Mitzvah so, lavo, min halach. It's also mitzvah, ideally, to bring it from that which is moist, based on the pasuk, karmel. Karmel, we assume that it's still moist. Lo matzah, you didn't find any grain that's still moist. Yavin min hayavish, you can bring the omer offering, barley offering, from that which is dried as well. Mitzvah so l'ktzor b'layla. The mitzvah is to harvest it at night, as we said, motzei yom tov arishon shel Pesach. And we already explained, based on the pasuk devarim tezayin, mehachel chemesh bakama tochel espor shiva shavos, have to count 7 full weeks, and they have to be sheva shabbosos timimos tihyena. So therefore, we can do the ktzira b'layla. Niktar bayom kosher. B'diyevet, if you harvest it during the day, it would be kosher. V'doches haShabbos, and it overrides the Shabbos. What does that mean? So in fact, the Gemara explains that there's another opinion that says the niktar bayom, it's not b'diyevet kosher. You have to do it at night. And since you have to do it at night, it's Docha Shabbos. According to the opinion that you could do the Ktzira during the daytime, you can do it on Erev Shabbos. So why would it be Docha Shabbos? So therefore, the Hakrava is Docha Shabbos, but not the Ktzira. So the opinion of the Mishnah that says it's Docha Shabbos would actually hold Niksar Bayom would be Pusel, and that's why, what would be Docha Shabbos? The Ktzira would be Docha Shabbos. The Mishnah that allows the Ktzira be the Eved during the day would say that the Hakrava Sa Omer would be Docha Shabbos, but not the Ktzira.